So we had the opportunity to brief the Security Council today on the Secretary General's report on South Sudan, UNMISS. The briefing basically captures concerns about the security developments, in particular in Jonglei State, but also in other areas of the country, including the tri-state area, emphasizing the need for both protection of civilians from the government side, as well as on the side of the mission. It is core to our mandate. We captured also the concerns that we have had in two other areas, trends that are not going in the right direction on human rights, as well as on the respect for SOFA, the Status of Forces Agreement. On that account, we have established procedures with government security institutions to really improve the situation. And there is a commitment also by the President, Salva Kiir Mayardit, to address indisciplined elements in the security organs in relation to these violations. Finally, we also went through positive developments that we've seen. I'll mention three in South Sudan in the last few months. We've seen a strong commitment to establish the democratic foundations for the new and independent country. The legislation is in place both for multipartyism as well as for elections and democracy. Institutions have been established. They're functional. They have been subject to consultations with all political parties. The constitutional review process is now well underway with an extension of 2 years so that broad nationwide consultations can take place. The second area is in the area of police reform. Very positive developments in that area. A full registration of the National Police Service has been completed. We've seen a change in both the SPLA and the police leadership, with new and younger officers taking the leading positions. So also in that area, we're seeing improvement from the government side and a stronger commitment to security sector reform. Finally, also on a critical function, the role of the national legislator, a stronger role of checks and balances and of oversight of government institutions have been seen. And we've also seen them pass critical legislation for the new and independent country. So those three areas, among others, are positive. So whilst the security challenges have posed significant problems for South Sudan, we've also seen progress in a number of areas, and it's important that now that there is agreement on implementation of the September agreements between Sudan and South Sudan, that every opportunity now is used for full speed in opening of oil production so that both countries can benefit and we can see the relationship going in the right direction to the benefit of both countries and their peoples. Thank you.